This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bloomberg and the good people at the Harris Poll went out into the field in August asking people about housing. Among the findings, about 45% of people in this economy, 18 to 29, are living with family, the highest that percentage has been since the 1940s. And if you've been following the housing news, that is probably not a surprise. Rents are high, rates are high, inventories are low. And as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports, those who are looking to live on their own are running into a lot of competition, too.
Looking for an apartment these days can feel like a full-time job, one that's mostly remote.
So here we have Craigslist for Koreatown. Here we have Zillow. Padmapper is one that I actually have been seeing a lot of stuff.
Ben Lubin is giving me a glimpse into what his days are like right now, trying to find somewhere to live in Los Angeles.
Basically, like, I have probably like at least 10 separate tabs open that I am combing through. Feels like kind of the first thing I do when I wake up. I check all the listings.
And then he checks them again and again, all day, every day. Lubin is 30 and works in film, and this is his first time looking for an apartment. He moved back in with his mom after college in 2015 to save money. And with the pandemic, he's stayed longer than he planned. Now that he is ready to move, he's finding there's not that much out there in the $2,500 range.
It is hard to find a place that is in my budget that there is not a massive glaring red flag with.
He's toured probably 20 places in the last couple months. The two he's been most interested in, he lost out on. One because he couldn't check his email for a few hours, and another because it turned out the agent didn't know the landlord had already offered the apartment to someone else. It's a rough time to be looking for a place to live, especially if you don't have a big budget. At 22, Anna Mayo found that when she started looking for a studio apartment in Duluth, Minnesota, where she grew up and graduated from college this spring.
I toured a lot of places, and like one of them was awesome. I was the first person there. I put money down.
She thought she had it, but then the landlord got back to her.
And then he said, oh, somebody with better credit, I'm going to rent to them. They came after you, but, you know, they can pick and choose like that, unfortunately. So
eventually she got lucky. Her mom came across an old ad a landlord hadn't realized was still up. And it turned out he had a studio that was about to open.
So the timing was perfect. And I mean, he said to me, too, like, he'll put a studio apartment up and it's gone in, like, a day.
Moving into her own place for $700 a month, Mayo almost felt like she'd won the lottery. In New York City, where the average rent on a studio is now over $3,400, Naosha Gregg is hoping to luck into a similar kind of situation. She's 24 and graduated from college in May 2020.
When the world was falling apart, so that was fun.
Gregg lived at home for college to avoid taking out student loans and then stayed to save up money to move out. By the end of last year, she felt like she had enough. Then she started looking.
I found a nice apartment and the rent was really, really great. It was like $1,100 and I was like, this is amazing. But then when I saw the broker's fee on top of first month's, last month's and security, I'm like, that is almost $7,000 just to get the keys.
It was too much. She couldn't do it. And that was one of the only decent places she's been able to find in months of searching that's in her price range of $1,200 to $1,400. Mostly when she's sitting on her computer scrolling Zillow, like now, the only things that come up in Brooklyn are not places she'd want to live.
This one's pretty interesting. It's a studio for $1,200, which is really great. It's cheap because of the location. There's no train. You have to take a bus to a train. It's a very long commute.
Which might be okay if everything else was great. But then she clicks through and realizes it's a basement with one tiny window in the entire apartment. And she also sees that to qualify, she'd need a credit score of 700, which she doesn't have.
Yeah, so right now I've paused my search.
And she's reassessing what's realistic.
I've even been considering moving out of New York, which is really sad because I was born and raised here. Everything I know is here, from my friends, my family, my hair salon, my grocery store, my doctors.
But she's not quite ready to make that call yet. She's hoping that looking in the winter might be a little easier and that, like Anna Mayo in Duluth, she'll eventually find a local landlord who will give a native New Yorker just starting out a chance. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.